Hello.
Hi, is this Tina Marie?
It's Tina Marie.
Tina Marie, hi, this
Yes.
is Malky. I'm reaching out from Family First Care. How are you?
Good.
Good, I'm happy to hear that. So, I'm going to be the one helping you with the hiring process to become a caregiver.
Okay.
You are interested in becoming a caregiver, right?
Yes, I am.
Amazing. So the way it works is first we're going to do the hiring process. That way, as soon as we find you a patient, you're all ready to start with them.
Okay. First of all, how much do you guys pay an hour to start?
So the rate is 13 to 15. And the reason why it varies is because it depends on the patient that you're set up with. It depends on the location. It depends on their, like status, on their insurance. That's why we say 13 to 15 before.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So, I'm going to send you an introduction text. That way you'll have all the information that we're going to go over right now, so you don't have to write anything down.
Okay. Hold on. I got it. Look at my phone.
Perfect. All right. So I'm sending you a link to an application to fill out. I'm also sending you a link to a competency test to fill out. So you don't have to worry about doing well on this competency test. As long as it's filled out, you'll get a pass.
Okay.
Lastly, we're going to need you to – sorry, and then there's the I-9 and W-4 link, which I'm sending as well, that you just hit the link and fill out your information so we have it for payroll.
Okay.
And then we're going to need two forms of ID from you. Do you have a photo ID and a social?
I have a driver's license and a social, yes.
Amazing. So you could send those over, and everything can be sent over via text.
Okay.
Amazing. We're also going to need proof of residency, proof of two-year residency in Pennsylvania. That could be done with, let's say, with a ID dated, like issued from 2023 or before, or if the ID is not issued before, you don't have an old one, you could do like a phone bill or a pay stub from 2023 or before showing that you lived in Pennsylvania for more than 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you think you have an ID issued from 2023?
I have to look. I do have IDs in my purse.
Amazing. Okay, so hopefully one of those issued from before 2023 or before. If not, it could be a phone bill or a pay stub, utility bill, bank statement. Any of those
okay.
would be fine.
Okay.
And then lastly, we are going to need you to get a TB test. Do you know if you had one recently?
Yes, I did, but not this year. I had one last year in November.
November of 2024?
Yes.
So that would still be fine since a year didn't pass yet. So if you could send that in as well, you could just text it over to me.
Okay.
Amazing. So then as soon as you send everything over, I'll take a look. We do submit a background check, but that's done on our end. And then as soon as
okay.
I receive everything, I'll reach out. Go ahead.
Okay. I got a criminal record.
Okay. So it depends what it comes up as on the background check.
I can tell you what it's for.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I appreciate that.
I used to be on drugs, but I'm over 7 years clean. I have profession, and I have retail theft.
Say it again?
Profession of drugs and a retail theft.
Okay. So you're saying that would come up on a criminal record?
Yeah, it will.
Got it.
But I don't know why, because it was back in 2016.
Got it. Okay. So you know what? We'll submit the criminal record anyway, just to see what it like comes. Like sometimes it depends if it comes up as a felony or a misdemeanor. Do you know what
it's
it comes
a felony.
Up as? It's a felony.
Yeah.
Okay. So in that case, we can't hire you to work with like a random client. But if you find someone that's willing to work with you, then the two of you can sign an agreement form, and then you could work together.
Okay.
Oh, well, right. Thanks for letting me know. I appreciate that. So you know what? Until you reach back out that you have someone, we'll put this on hold. And then if you find a patient, we're happy to onboard both of you guys as long as they agree.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Tina Marie. I appreciate your honesty.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, bye.